schedule is out. Got it in the hot little hands. You want to do this alternating? I'll do one, you do the next one, go back and forth?
We'll do that. That's
okay.
Fine.
Yeah. Week one, the Arizona Cardinals open at home against the Detroit Lions.
Week two, they take on Lamar Jackson and Tony Jefferson on the road against the Ravens.
Week three, they are home against Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers.
Then they stay home week four, so three out of their first four are home games. They take on Russell Wilson and Seattle in week four.
Week five, they go on the road and play the Cincinnati Bengals, which means the cold weather cities they would have to go to are all in the early part of the schedule.
That's really good. Week six, you get the Patrick Peterson, Julio Jones matchup. You have the Falcons coming to town for a home game for Arizona.
Week seven, as had been previously reported, the Cardinals are on the road at the New York Giants.
Okay, week eight, you get the two under 6 foot quarterbacks, Drew Brees and Kyler Murray. All right, I'm teasing. We don't know if it's going to be Kyler Murray. But week eight, they are on the road again at the New Orleans Saints. That's three out of four on the road. The Bengals, the Giants, and the Saints, with the Falcons sandwiched in between at home.
Week nine, the only primetime appearance of the Arizona Cardinals in 2019, and it comes at home on Halloween night. They're taking on the San Francisco 49ers on Thursday, October 31st.
All right, then here's the one that everybody's going to be interested in. The Tampa Bay Bucks and Bruce Arians at home following the Thursday night football game, so a little bit of extra time.
No, it's and Tampa Bay, I think.
At Tampa Bay. So a little extra time, even though the Thursday night game, you'll have a few extra days, like a mini bye, and then you're on the road at Tampa Bay. But you are coming off the Thursday night game, so you get a little bit of extra time to prepare for that one.
After visiting Bruce and the Bucks the very next week, you are at San Francisco taking on the 49ers. And then I'll do week 12 since it's the bye week. So a late bye this week, week 12, and then after the bye.
Coming off the bye, you're at home against the Rams.
Okay. Then you're home against the Steelers in week 14.
Then you are home again against Cleveland, the Browns, and Baker Mayfield and Freddie Kitchens.
Then week 16, you're at Seattle. So really the only crappy weather city potentially that you'll have.
Okay, that's good.
Seattle in late December usually is not very pleasant. Okay, that's really the only one they've got.
And then you finish up with the Rams on the road at the Rams. So your final two games are on the road at Seattle, at the Rams. You also got a stretch where you've got four out of five on the road.
Yes.
The Giants, the Saints, then you're home against San Fran, then the Bucks and the 49ers. So four out of five in the middle of the season, you are on the road. Now, after you get done with that stretch out of four out of five on the road, you get the bye week. So you get some time to recover a little
bit. That, to me, and again, okay, so from top to bottom, week one, home against the Lions. Week two, at Baltimore. Week three, home against the Panthers. Week four, home against the Seahawks. Week five, at the Bengals. Week six, home against the Falcons. Week seven, at the Giants. Eight, at the Saints. Nine, at home, Thursday night football against the Niners. Week 10, at Tampa Bay. Week 11, at San Francisco. The bye in week 12. Week 13, home against the Rams. Week 14, home against the Steelers. Week 15, home against the Browns. Week 16, at Seattle. Week 17, at the Rams. The thing that pops off the page, you just mentioned it a second ago. Four of five on the road, and in the middle of that stretch is your short week. That is a brutal stretch of football for the Cardinals.
Stands out to me is three new coaches you're going to be going up against. Zach Taylor with the Bengals. You're on the road at the Bengals, so you're facing a new coach, 35-year-old, second youngest coach in the league. He was the Rams quarterback coach. You're also going to face Bruce Arians, your former coach and the new coach at Tampa Bay, and then Freddie Kitchen, so the new coach of the Browns. So three new coaches that you're going to be facing in these games. Bruce Arians, Freddie Kitchens, and then Zach Taylor with Cincinnati.
Yep, so you've got those three spread out. The former coaches games, if that's what you will, Week 10 at Tampa Bay is your Bruce Arians matchup. Then week 15, home against the Browns, is your Steve Wilks matchup in that regard. Suggs returning to Baltimore in week 2. All right, that's sort of an early season highlight there if you want. The potential, and again, I'm going to say potential, Lamar Jackson / Kyler Murray matchup, right, in week 2 for that Baltimore game. There might be a lot of interest in that Baltimore game right there. If you're looking at potential Josh Rosen landing spots, I suppose, there's really only one that's been routinely mentioned on this list, and that's the New York Giants.
Robert Alford and Brooks Reed going up against their former teams with the Falcons.
Yep.
Just looking at guys that you're playing against. You have the Steelers. You made a trade. You traded a sixth-round pick to the Steelers for Marcus Gilbert, the right tackle. So he's going to go up against his former team. Brooks Reed's going to go up against his former team. Robert Alford's going up against his former team. Suggs is going up against his former team. So you got some players that and, of course, J.R. Sweezy is going to go up against his former team in Seattle. So you got quite a few players that are going to have games against their former teams.
I mean, looking at it, okay, so there's the big stretch in the middle where they're at the Giants, at the Saints, home against San Francisco on the short week, and then at Tampa Bay, at San Francisco. 4-5 on the road with your short week San Francisco game kind of smashed in there. But then you also have the mini bye that comes after the Thursday game to give you a little bit of a break after that one. It's you'd rather play the Thursday night game at home, right? You don't want to go on the road to play the Thursday night game, but it does sort of stink having to play on the road before the Thursday night game.
Yes.
You know, that's something that you tend to kind of look at. One of the first things you look at. How's that Thursday night arrangement going to work out? Well, you're on the road in New Orleans, got to come back home for a quick week and a quick turnaround against San Francisco. The weather, obviously, we talked about. No real East Coast trips. I mean, Tampa Bay is the last East Coast trip they have, and that's in week 10, right? Everything else is close. Every other trip you have after that is at San Francisco, at Seattle, at L.A. So you don't have a lot of travel at the end of the season. You don't have any cold weather destinations that you have to go. I'll tell you this, as far as, and I'm only speaking here as a parent, okay, and you know this better than me because you're the parent of younger kids, right? A Thursday night football game on Halloween, and that's your only primetime appearance, and that game's at home.
At home.
As a parent, that's not what I would want to hear. That's one of those games that, do we take the kids trick-or-treating or do we go to the Cardinals game? You know?
Yeah.
Do we take the kids trick-or-treating or do we stay home? And now, the game will start at 5 or whatever, so it's not the end of the world type stuff, but it is one of those kind of things as a parent where you're like,
yeah.
Halloween night, kids want to go trick-or-treating.
You see a lot of parents bumping into cars and houses as they're watching the game on their phone, as they're taking their kids around, and can we go around? Can we go to that? No, we're done. We're finished. We're done. Let's go home. You'll get a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, so that's not.
We're gonna hit 4 houses, then we're gonna get done.
That's not ideal.
Yeah. You know what? You're 9 now. You're old enough to go on your own.
You're on your own.
You don't. Yeah, just go for like a half an hour and then just come back. You're 9.
You know where we live, right?
In case you know where we live. Okay.
Yeah. Jordan. Okay, Jordan, and you can pop on and say this if you want. What did you find out about teams Arizona is playing who have a bye week before them? There are none?
Yeah, because I know that's always a big thing when we look at the schedule initially. The intern just went through all of the Cardinals' opponents and who they were playing the week before the Cardinals. None of them have a bye week. So the Cardinals are not getting a team fresh. They're getting someone that did play the week before in every single game.
Okay, that's mildly advantageous, right? Now, maybe
Let me give you another advantage.
Okay, give it to me.
Tampa is brutal in September. It's so hot. Getting them later is a big plus. You talked about the cold weather. I mean, no, we got a dome here, but you got to go play Tampa in Tampa early in the season.
That's a good point.
It's freaking hot.
Yep, it's a good point.
It's hot in September in Tampa.
Yeah, that is a good point.
So you get them a little bit later. That's nice.
Jordan, just out of curiosity, if you could ask the intern too to kind of take a look at which teams have the mini bye before they play the Cardinals, that they play on Thursday night and then play the Cardinals the next week, because that does allow them. They're recovering obviously from Thursday night football, but they do get a little bit of extra time as well. It's very home heavy early. It's very home heavy late with the three straight. I can't recall too many times where the Cardinals have had three straight home games.
Rams, Steelers, Cleveland. Yeah.
I don't want to talk out of turn, but I can't remember too many times where the Cardinals have gone back to back to back weeks at State Farm Stadium.
They're gonna like the bye week coming after nine games. I mean, after the how many games? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 games. You get the bye week. So, try to finish strong. And you get the bye week, and then you're home for two. So, it's like you have the bye week, and then you go on the road. And then the mini bye, because you play that. Now, you're going to play at New Orleans. That's going to be a quick turnaround, man.
Sure is.
You're going to play at New Orleans, have to come back and play at home on Thursday Night Football. Not ideal. That's not a great situation.
Yeah, no, that three-game stretch to me, that's the hardest part of the schedule. I mean, that's easily the hardest part of the schedule. At the Giants, at the Saints, home against San Francisco on Thursday Night Football in that quick turnaround. That is tough.
We have to do wins and losses later.
Oh, we will. I mean,
we've got to do wins and losses.
Totally
here.
Pointless, but we'll absolutely do it because it's just a lot of fun. How can you resist fun like that? How does the Cardinals schedule look to the team's color analyst? Our good friend, Ron Wolfley, will join us next on the Burns and Gambo Show.
You must learn.
It's the Knowledge Drop.
Let knowledge drop.
The Knowledge Drop. Brought to you by Lifetime Windows. Did you know metal window frames conduct heat right into your home? Visit LifetimeWindowsAZ.com.
All right, so here's the Knowledge Drop we're going to drop on you when it comes to the Cardinals schedule and the rest of the NFL schedule that was just released. Our producer, Jordan Bird, just went back and looked at it. This is the latest the Cardinals have had a bye week in their schedule. You have to go back 20 years. 20 years, right, Jordan? Over 20 years?
1993, they had a bye week in week 12, but that year there were 18 weeks and teams had two bye weeks. So their second bye week was week 12.
Players would rather have a bye week later than earlier. Nobody wants the bye week early.
But the Cardinals have been very lucky about having their bye
week in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty steadily over the last several years, right in the middle. Not this year. The bye week comes in week 12. The schedule released again today. Versus the Lions at Baltimore versus Carolina versus Seattle. At the Bengals versus the Falcons. At the Giants, at the Saints versus the Niners. At the Bucks, at the Niners, bye week. Versus the Rams versus the Steelers versus the Browns. At Seattle, at the Rams. Joining us right now, live in the studio, the color analyst of the Arizona Cardinals, our good friend, the co-host of the Doug and Wolf Show, Ron Wolfley, joining us here for what is a staple now. You come on our show to talk a little schedule with us,
right? I look forward to it every year, guys. How you doing, boys?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's an exciting day, is it not? The release of the schedule here. And
we're exactly 8 days away from the draft starting, right? I just looked on ArizonaCardinals.com, and they had exactly 8 days away. So
wouldn't it be great if we could find a wormhole to get us to it right now?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Man, I would take that.
Crawl right through it, John.
I keep saying, Ron, that it's not that I'm tired of talking about this stuff. I'm fascinated by it. I really am. But I just want to know. Like, I can't wait for the draft because I just want to know what they're doing. Are they taking Murray? Are they taking Bosa? Are they trading the pick? It's not that, like, we've been speculating for 2 months and I'm tired of the speculation. It's just I want to get to the point where I know what they're going to do.
Right. The knowing is the hardest part, and the not knowing is the worst.
Yeah, and the not knowing is killing us. All right, so you look at the schedule. What jumps out to you, Wolf?
First of all, boys, you know what? I look for balance immediately when I look at the schedule. I look for balance. Are there more home games in the first half of the season or the second half of the season? It looks like it's pretty balanced. If I'm not seeing this in a bad way here, I think it looks pretty balanced in terms of that. You know, it's a big deal for me. A balanced schedule, again, I think they have that. I also look for the bye week immediately. Where is that bye week? And there's nothing better than having the bye week occur in week 9 of the season, right? Right in the the middle of the season. It is a beautiful thing because more times than not, that's right about when your body is really starting to hurt. It's starting to break down, and you can get an awful lot of fatigue injuries that will happen in the middle of the season. The closer to the bye that the bye is, I should say, to the start of the season, the worse it is. John, you're absolutely right about that. It's just, it's horrible. Week six of the season, you don't want that. You don't want your bye week five. You don't want your bye in week five at all. But the Cardinals is week 12. Now, look, that's a late bye. That is a late bye, and I don't like late byes either. By the time the 12th week of the season comes around, guys are already spent for the most part. The week off in the middle of the season is a boost to the soul. It really is, and it propels you into the second half. When you get late byes, for the most part, if you're in it to win it, so to speak, you've got a playoff shot. Now all of a sudden that late bye is acceptable. But man, if you're out of it, it is the worst thing that could probably happen.
What about the mini bye? That is week 9. They'll play New Orleans on the road, then they'll play San Fran at home on a Thursday night. Then they'll get that mini bye where they're off on Friday, off on Saturday before they go take on Tampa Bay. That comes after week 9.
Yeah, you know what? That is a good thing right there. It really is. But I'm not looking at the schedule right now. But did you say that mini bye was at home? Were they playing at home on Thursday?
They play at home on Thursday night. So you go home, you sleep in your own bed Thursday night.
That's big.
Yeah, and then you get Friday, Saturday. Now you play the following week on the road at Tampa Bay, but you do get a few extra days off right in the middle of the season, week 9.
Right. Listen, the second thing I look at, guys, besides balance, is how difficult is the schedule? How difficult is it? How many back-to-back division games do you play? Guess what, boys? The Cardinals play one. There's one back-to-back division scenario in this entire season coming up, and that's week 16 and week 17 at Seattle, at LA. Boy, is that tough. That is a tough way to actually finish the season. But division games, for the most part, even if a team isn't good, they're typically very, very physical games because you know these guys, because you play in the same division. You play them twice a year, right? There's bad blood. Just a better chance that bad blood would be generated between people going out and playing, right? So I look for that first. How many back-to-back division games do they play? The Cardinals play one. How many consecutive road games are there, and where are they geographically? Fortunately, I think for the Cardinals guys, they only play 3 back-to-back road games. That's not bad. I don't think that's bad. They don't have a portion of the schedule where there's 3 road games in a row. That can really be tough.
They don't, but they do have a portion of the schedule where it's 4 of 5 on the road.
But doesn't the bye come between that?
No. The mini bye does. The mini bye comes in the middle of that. But
not the regular bye.
Here's the stretch I'm looking at.
Where is the schedule?
Okay. I don't know. Why you don't have one in front of me? You're killing me here, Wolf.
Might bring it up a little bit. I did write down. I did look at it. I promise you. And then I wrote down my thoughts. But the fact 4 or 5, okay. That's good.
Here's where I'm looking at. I'll read it off to you. Week 7 at the Giants. Week 8 at the Saints.
Yes.
Week 9 at home on Thursday Night Football against the Niners.
Yeah.
Week 10 at Tampa Bay. Week 11 at San Francisco. 4 out of 5 weeks you're on the road. If you want to expand it out, it's 6 out of 8 weeks when you have the Bengals in week 5 where you have to travel there too. The majority of your road work is really concentrated in the middle of the season, right smack dab in the middle of the season.
And yet the third thing that I always look for is the bloodletting. Where is the bloodletting? Where is the strength of this schedule? And I don't think it's right there, David Charles. It's after the bye week. There's no doubt about it. You look at it after the bye week. Week 13, they've got L.A., Pittsburgh, Cleveland, at Seattle, at L.A. I'm telling you right now, those are going to be 5 physical, blow-your-face-off, bloody-knuckle games. If you end the season that way, you're going to be one beat-up brother by the end of that season.
Yeah, we were talking about this, too. I mean, Suggs is going to go up against Baltimore, Alfred and Reed against Atlanta, Sweezy against Seattle. So you've added a bunch of new players that are going to have the opportunity to go up against their former team. And then, of course, you got the Tampa Bay game, which is going to be, that'll be a very interesting game with Bruce Arians. So schedule works out. I mean, yeah, bye week late, the mini bye right around the middle of the season. The schedule looks like it's favorable. I think the players are going to look at that schedule and say it's not too bad.
Well, it's balanced for the most part, once again, and a lot of players like that balance. The bye does come later than I would like it to. I'd like it to come week 8, week 9, week 10, somewhere in there. The toughest part of their schedule, as I said, the end of the season, if you've got playoff aspirations, who do you play in November? That's the one thing you always look at as well, guys. Who do you actually play in November, right? Because the old saying goes, you win games in November to make a run in December. And to me, it looks pretty tough for the Arizona Cardinals. But I don't know if we're looking at a playoff team to begin with, guys.
Yeah, and there's that we're looking at, too. Wolf, thanks for swinging by for a few minutes,
absolutely,
man. We appreciate
man.
It, as always. Much more on this with you guys tomorrow morning, I know. And congrats on the QB1, man. That's been really great to listen to.
Fantastic
the last
stuff.
Couple of days. We'll be debuting QB5 next week.
Cobb Skelton.
Yeah, we've got a roundtable with Kevin Cobb and John Skelton. We can't get Carson and Kurt. That's the best we could do. We called Derek Anderson. He wasn't available.
Yeah,
so
you just
want to be stay tuned for QB5. We've got that coming up next week.
I contacted Ken Graham and Dave Brown, but they don't remember playing for the Cardinals.
Oh, my goodness. All right, boys. Have a good night.
You got it, Ron. Yep. Wolfley joining us here on the Burton Cast.
I did. I tried to get Dave Brown and Ken Graham to give us, you know, a court, but they're like, I don't remember playing for the Cardinals.
QB1 is, yeah. That has been really good, though. All kidding aside, it's been really, really good stuff. The Cardinals, only one primetime game on their schedule. So did the NFL screw this up by not waiting until after the draft before releasing the primetime part of the schedule? What if Kyler Murray is on the Cardinals?
Maybe they know they're just taking Bosa.
That's next on the Burns and Gambo Show. John Gambadoro, Dave Burns, live from the YMCA in downtown Phoenix, part of Fulton Homes, their campaign to remind everybody about being safe around water. We'll get into more details about that in a moment or two, but we'll be here another half hour or so. In the meantime, today, schedule release day in the NFL. The Cardinals' schedule is out. And again, I'll go through this real quick. Week 1, home against the Lions. Week 2, at the Ravens. Week 3, home against Carolina. Week 4, home against Seattle. Week 5, at Cincinnati. Week 6, home against Atlanta. Then the brutal stretch games on the road. Week 7, at the Giants. Week 8, at New Orleans. Week 9, you're back home against the Niners, but that's the Thursday night primetime game. Their only primetime appearance this year, at least right now. Week 10, at Tampa Bay. Week 11, at San Francisco. The bye. And then how about this brutal stretch? Home against the Rams. Home against the Steelers. Home against the Browns. At Seattle. At the Rams. That's a heck of a gauntlet to close the season with, those last five games.
Yeah, that is true. Coming off of that, you know, the bye week, you get a very physical Rams team, and then a physical Steelers team, and then a physical Cleveland team, and then a physical Seattle team, yeah. And then another physical Rams. Yeah, that's not an easy stretch right there. It's going to be extremely difficult, even with the three home games in a row.
Joining us right now, back there in the Oxygen Community Studios. Oh, I'm not sure, Vinny, are you on the phone? My apologies. I thought you might be there. Vince Marotta, the co-host of the Bickley and Marotta Show, on from 10 until 2 every day here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. Vinny, your thoughts when you look at the schedule?
Oof.
That's the noise you're going to make? Oof?
Yeah, I mean, the stretch that you guys just brought up from week 7 to week 11, first of all, the first three games, Giants at New Orleans, home Thursday night against San Francisco, three games in 11 days. That's rough. Then that's followed by back-to-back road games again on opposite coasts, at Tampa Bay, at San Francisco. Look, you win three games, you don't get much love from the schedule makers. A week 12 bye, this is the latest bye that the Cardinals have had since 1993. There's a lot not to like if you're hoping for a Cardinals resurgence. I'll say that at first glance.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think the players are going to like opening at home 3 out of 4. Try to get off to a good start. Try to, you know, maybe if you can be 2-2 after that, You know, I mean, I'm looking at it. I think you could beat the Lions, and I think you could beat Carolina at home. So if you could get off to that start and just go 2-2, and then the next two games, you're not playing any world. The next three games, you're not playing any world beaters there, the Bengals, the Falcons, and the Giants. So, you know, if this team does turn it around and is competitive, I think they're going to have to do it in the early part of the season, of the schedule.
Yeah, I would agree. But even that first, three out of the first four, as you mentioned, you get two playoff teams in Baltimore and Seattle in that stretch. One of them on the road. I would agree. I mean, the back half, and certainly I heard Burnsy breaking down that last five after the bye. Oof. That's about as brutal as it gets, though you get three in a row at home.
I'm looking at two pockets here in this schedule. I'm looking at the five games before the bye, and I'm looking at the five games after the bye. And, oh, my God, it's brutal. It's at the Giants, at the Saints, home against San Francisco on Thursday Night Football, at Tampa Bay, at San Francisco. Those are the five games you play before the bye. And then after the bye, Rams, Steelers, Browns, Seahawks, Rams. I mean, that's you better make hay early in this schedule, because those 10 games sandwiched around that bye, that's a brutal, brutal stretch of football for this team.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, that five after the bye, Rams, Steelers, Browns, Seahawks, Rams, that could be five games against playoff teams. I mean,
you may not be favored.
Three of those were against playoff teams. Now at Pittsburgh, I mean, they're kind of a wild card because they lost so much. Cleveland, a lot of people expect them to win to the AFC North. I mean, that is a brutal stretch right there.
You know, it's interesting. If you look at last year's draft class, if Rosen stays, he's going to face two of those quarterbacks in Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson out of the five that were in the first round. So if Rosen is still here, he would have two matchups against quarterbacks that were drafted in the same round as him last season.
That's interesting. I hadn't seen that. That's a good call.
Yeah, just looking at that.
Yeah, and by my count, two, three, I mean, we knew this going in based on the release of the opponents before the schedule was actually put together, but three out of the 16 games against teams that have new coaches in Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland. And I'm surprised, too. I'd speculated for a while that after everything shook out in the coaching hires, Freddie Kitchens going to Cleveland, Bruce Arians going to Tampa Bay, I thought one of those two games would be the Cardinals' primetime games, if not both of them, a Thursday and a Monday. But, you know, they go Thursday night, Halloween night against San Francisco as their primetime matchup. I think both of those other matchups are potentially sexier than a Cardinals San Francisco matchup in week 9, but then again, what do I know?
The San Francisco matchup is going to be intriguing no matter what, because it's very likely that they're going to have a player on their roster that you almost picked. So if you go with Murray or you trade the pick, they're going to take Bosa, and you're going to get to go up against Bosa twice, and that's a player that I know that they are enamored with. I know that they love. They'd love to take him. But if they do go with the trade or with Murray, then they're going to have to face Bosa twice in the season every year for the next few years.
Well, theoretically. I mean, it is Nick Bosa. He could shut things down to get ready for next season by about week 8. We don't know.
Vince Marotta from the Bickley and Marotta Show, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, as we're looking at this schedule. Something that we kind of teased a little bit. If the Cardinals do take Kyler Murray, draft is 8 days from literally right now, right? We'll have an answer to that 8 days from right now. Do they instantly become more appealing for a primetime type schedule? Right now, they only have the one. It feels like, at least to me, if you're going to bury a primetime matchup, Halloween night is the night to bury it, right? If you want to take kind of a not-so-appealing matchup, that's a good place to kind of bury it. Is the NFL doing the Cardinals justice if they take Kyler Murray? Do they have a little more sizzle than that?
I think they do. Just from it's strictly cosmetic, though, Burnsy. The NFL, I think, is pretty astute when it comes to assigning those primetime games, especially the really, really attractive slots on the schedule. It's a wait and see. I mean, the Cardinals are a 3-win team. Everybody's guaranteed at least one Thursday night game. So, yes, with an asterisk by it, Kyler Murray's presence does make the Cardinals more attractive for primetime, but it also you have to have the wins mixed in there, too. The one that jumps off the page to you, is because that's in flex territory late in the season, is Week 15 against Cleveland. if the Cardinals somehow, you know, Kyler Murray's there and the Cardinals somehow find themselves in contention, that Cleveland matchup still could be sexy enough to be flexed possibly to a Sunday night.
Could you imagine the Cardinals and the Cleveland Browns getting
no.
flexed to a Sunday night game?
Yeah, no.
I mean, Baker versus Kyler, if the Cardinals are better than people think, maybe you could justify it because that would be an intriguing matchup on some level, right?
Yeah, but look, I mean, even if the Cardinals aren't good, that matchup this year has so many sellable storylines for network television. Freddie Kitchens, Steve Wilks now with Cleveland. Baker Mayfield is going to be a quote machine, I would imagine, leading up to that game because of not being given a fair chance as he perceived it by Cliff Kingsbury at Texas Tech, ended up at Oklahoma. The Mayfield potential Murray matchup. I mean, there's so much sellable stuff in that matchup.
Vinny, we appreciate it. You'll have a lot more on this on your show tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks for swinging by for a few. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
Got it. Vince Marotta joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Again, he'll be on tomorrow from 10 until noon along with Dan Bickley, of course, the Bickley and Marotta Show, for their reaction to the schedule. Vinny joining us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's Coulter Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Nissan, and Infiniti. Time for the Coors Light What's On Tonight, the games that we're going to watch, brought to you by Coors Light. Cold lagered, cold filtered, Blue Mountain, D-backs baseball is what we'll be watching
tonight. Mr. Jones, Adam Jones with another home run.
Currently trailing the Atlanta Braves 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Zach Godley got himself into a lot of trouble in that second inning, got himself out of a lot of trouble in that second inning. The two-run double, the big blow right there by Brian McCann, but they could have been a lot worse for the D-backs, and he was able to get off the hook a little
bit. And Adam Jones struck to hit a home run, his fifth, I think, right? Fifth home run for Adam Jones on the season.
It is. We are not even sure who the starting quarterback is going to be. There's really no logical reason for us to do this, and yet, because it's tradition and because it's fun, Gambo and I, game by game, try to predict what the Cardinals will be in 2019.
Okay. Look at this right now.
That's next on the Burns and Gambo Show. Full edition of the Rundown with Luke Lipinski is next here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. I'm sure we'll get his reaction to the release of the schedule as well. All right. We know it's silly.
Yeah.
I know.
And we know it's not going to be right.
And we know it's not going to be right.
But what the hell?
But why not? I mean, why not? You know what? I mean, it's we do it because it's fun, not because we expect it to be accurate or you got to hold us to this in October or November.
I thought we were going to sing the YMCA song. Oh, you're talking about something different?
Talking about something.
Oh, you said it was going to be fun.
I'm sorry.
It's fun to stay at the YMCA.
Yeah.
Wait, Gambo, in this impersonation right now, are you the leather daddy or are you the construction worker?
I don't know. I'd have to look at a photo of them. I don't remember.
Okay. We'll just look at our poll question for today.
Gambo.
The photos are there.
Concert once.
Gambo admitting earlier that as we're live from the YMCA here in downtown Phoenix, part of Fulton Homes 2 Seconds is Too Long campaign, and you can go to Fulton2Seconds.com to register to win free swim lessons, okay, because it's 2 seconds too long. This hazardous time of year that we're entering now with it being warm and kids being around pool, Fulton Homes teaming up with the YMCA Drowning Prevention Coalition of Arizona. That's why we're here at the YMCA. Gambo admitted earlier in the show.
I did not go on the stage with them and do the YMCA.
But you did go to a Village People concert back in the day.
Well, they were like the warm-up band.
Oh, okay.
Weren't like the main band.
And then it occurred to us that you actually kind of physically resemble some members of the Village People.
All right. If you say so.
All right. The schedule.
All right. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay.
Week one at home against the Lions.
Victory!
I've got a win.
Yeah, I got a win.
Week two on the road against Baltimore.
Loss.
Loss. Week three at home against Carolina.
Win.
I have a win, too. Week four at home against Seattle.
Loss.
Week five on the road at the Bengals.
Win.
So far, you and I are dead even. Week six at home against the Falcons.
Loss.
Me, too. Week seven on the road at the Giants. Ooh, this is tough for you.
You know what? What the hell? Give him a win.
Okay.
Give him a win. Giants are terrible.
Week 8.
What'd you give him?
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave him a loss.
Okay.
I gave him a loss. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't say that. Week 8 on the road against the Saints.
Loss.
Week 9, the Thursday night game at home against the Niners.
So I'll say win.
Okay. Week 10 on the road against the Bucks.
Loss.
Week 11 on the road against San Francisco.
Loss.
Okay, I have losses in all those games too. Boy. Okay. I have to find some optimism here because I'm not doing real well so far. I don't have the Cardinals doing real well. Week 13 after the bye against the Rams at home.
They've got 5 games here. I'm going to give them 1 win in the 5. It's not the Rams game. So loss against the Rams.
Week 14 at home against the Steelers.
I'll make that the win.
Okay, I made that a win, too.
I'll give them a win against the Steelers.
Week 15 at home against Cleveland.
Loss.
Me, too. Week 16 on the road against Seattle.
Loss.
I have a loss there, too. Week 17 on the road against the Rams.
Loss, but if the Rams aren't playing for anything and they rest everybody in that game, you might be able to steal one.
I'm giving them the win for exactly that same reason. I think by then the Rams won't have anything to play
Nothing
for.
Nothing to
They're
play for,
rest,
rest everybody. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 10.
At 5 and 11.
All right.
Let me think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have the wins. Home against the Lions. Boy, imagine the optimism if they're going to be 3-2 after week 5, as you and I both have them as. Right? Don't you have them as 5-2?
3-2.
3-2 after week 5?
Yeah. I think they beat the Bengals, Carolina, and the Lions.
I have them going on a not quite Greg Bedard-like, but close, 6-game losing streak in the middle of the season.
Ooh.
I have them from the Giants on down to the Rams. I have them losing at home to San Francisco on Thursday Night Football. I have a 7-game lose streak. I have a 7-game losing streak for the Cardinals in the middle of the season.
I actually initially put a loss down for the Giants game, but God, Eli sucks.
I know, but they're...
Eli sucks.
They're... I keep saying they're going to be better. I don't know that they're going to be better.
Unless by then they bench him and Rosen comes in and plays. If they bench Eli by that game, then Rosen comes in off the bench and maybe he leads them.
Give me your wins again.
Lions, Carolina, Bengals,
okay.
Giants, 49ers, Steelers. I'm just giving them one. When I looked at the final 5 games, I just said they're not going to lose 5 in a row. I would have had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row because I don't have them beating Tampa Bay or at San Francisco.
Yeah.
They're not going to end on a 7-game losing streak. So I gave them one. I gave them the Steelers game. Could have been the Cleveland game. Could have been the Rams game at the end. They're going to win one of those games, maybe two. They're not going to lose 7 games in a row to end the season.
I have the wins as home against the Lions, home against Carolina, at Cincinnati.
Steve Wilks is not coaching this team anymore.
Home against the Steelers and at the Rams to end the season because I don't think the Rams are going to be playing for anything, but I hate to say it. I have a 7-game losing streak in the middle of the season.
Yeah. I think
that stretch is so tough.
It is so tough.
And San Francisco's going to be better. They're getting Garoppolo back. They're going to probably add a talent like Nick Bosa defensively. I just think they're going to be a much better football team this year. Yeah, 5 wins is better than a year ago, but it's not great.
They improve by, yeah, you know what? If they win 6 games.
Sure.
And
double their win total from a season
total
ago?
From last season. It's progress.
Sure.
Progress is being made.
Didn't somebody on ESPN say they thought bet the over on the initial win projection?
Yes, that was today on ESPN.com. Win projection was like 5.7. They said take the over.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
I took the over. You took the under.
I took the under. I've got them at 5. But, again, don't hold us to it. This is just our initial our initial reaction, just having fun with it, that sort of thing. We are out of here. The Rundown with Luke Lipinski is next. Full 2-hour edition. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Have a good night, everyone. Goodbye to you.